Thank you. Through the Chair. We've had a look at the legislation. It certainly is very clear where rebates need to be provided. For example, where dogs are de-sexed, where they're microchipped and where they're appropriately trained by an acceptable training organisation. So what I would like to suggest for your consideration to enable you to move forward on the way that you've proposed is that I believe Councillor Hutchinson was looking for a point four in the resolution, that if you so choose, you could remove removal of the fee rebate in relation to greyhound racing, subject to compliance with the relevant legislation and regulations under the Dog and Cat Management Act, and in that way that'll cover you.
So, sorry, what was the what was the decision there in relation to greyhounds?
Yes.
That's also mandatory, is it?
No, we don't believe so, but if we put in the qualifier that we comply with the legislation,
yes.
That'll cover council more than one.
Yep. Okay, is it a question, Councillor Hull?
To be clear, that if a greyhound is de-sexed, they would get the rebate applicable as it would be a corgi or...
The Chair, the current rebate specifically applies to greyhound racing. It doesn't differentiate, for example, if someone is actually an owner of a greyhound that's not racing.
Yeah, so if it is a racing greyhound that's de-sexed, they would actually get the appropriate rebate for being de-sexed. Yeah, just being a dog.
Right, I'll have to pause it there. We haven't brought the motion back at the moment. We'll have to, shall we all go home, or is there a motion to extend time? Councillor Hutchinson, what's your motion? Okay, Councillor Westwood, seconding? He moved extension for 30 minutes. Councillor Westwood? Take it as 30. Seconded, Councillor Westwood. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against? It's carried by a majority, narrow majority. Okay, would someone like to, well, what do we do, call on cats and dogs? Do we have a motion?
Yep.
So, well, no, we already have a motion, but to bring it back on the table. I'm just calling it on. Okay. Thank you. I'm calling back on the dogs registration fee motion. There are four people who haven't spoken, I'm advised, because I can't remember. Councillor Appleby, Councillor Westwood, Councillor Kerry and Councillor Pfeiffer, you're the only ones who have an option to speak at this stage, apart from the mover in reply. Councillor Appleby.
Something quickly then. I think at the very least that the greyhound racing industry should be consulted first. I think poor Giacomo's price is up, so I certainly don't support that point.
Do you want to move an amendment?
Amendment. I'll delete point four then.
All right. Point of order, you wish, that's a direct opposite. Well, no, because the rest of the motion, we either include that or we don't. If the motion was defeated because of the greyhound issue, we'd have nothing at all in relation to fees.
The motion was moved and seconded on all 4 points.
So, the motion, I accept the amendment to delete paragraph, or the motion, the motion is to delete paragraph four. That is the motion.
Point of order. I seek Councilor advice Hull. From the Chief Executive on that ruling, please.
Well, sorry, you're seeking advice as to the standing orders, are you? All right. Well, I've made my ruling. You can challenge the ruling if you want to. Are you challenging the ruling? Because, all right, okay. Now, I think it's a procedural motion. so to challenge the ruling. So I'll simply put that. The rule, just to clarify, my ruling was that the amendment to delete paragraph 4 is in order. If the amendment is carried, we're left with paragraphs 1 to 3 as the original motion. If the amendment is not carried, then we're left with paragraphs 1 to 4 as the original motion. I've ruled that's in order. That's disputed. If you join with Councillor Hull in wishing to overturn the ruling, please raise your hand. Three. If you oppose the dissent and support the ruling, then raise your hand. That's lost by majority, so the ruling stands, so we have an amendment to delete paragraph 4. Any other speakers who haven't yet spoken in the debate? That limits it. There being no other speakers, I ask the... there's no need to... There haven't been other contributors, so I won't ask the mover of the amendment to reply. Unless he really wants to. He does.
We need a seconder for the amendment.
Oh, was that seconded?
No, we need a seconder.
Is the amendment seconded? Councillor Gard, did you wish to... speak to that, Councillor Gard?
Very briefly, Your Worship. I do think there is a certain amount of seriousness involving the greyhound community, particularly the professional part of it. And I do think in the light of current publicity, it is a hot potato, and I don't think Council is probably desiring to align or otherwise with the publicity.
Thank you.
Point of order, Your Worship. Councillor Gard cannot second the amendment. He seconded the motion.
I beg your pardon, Councillor Gard. Your contribution was out of order. So we're looking for someone. I have the list of who's spoken before. So the only people who can second it are Councillors Westwood, Kerry and Pfeiffer. Seconded Councillor Kerry. Did you wish to speak to that, Councillor Kerry? I therefore put the amendment. Raise your hand if you agree with the amendment. The fourth paragraph was to have the effect of removing the discount for greyhound racing dogs. Oh, sorry. Well, okay. That'll probably keep Councillor Hull happy. Can we have paragraph 4 on the screen, please? Right. So the discount for greyhound racing dogs under the original motion is to be removed as long as it's not illegal to do so. So, having clarified that, I now put the amendment. Raise your hand if in favour. 3, 4, 5. Sorry, Councillor Westwood is for the amendment. Councillor Westwood, which way were you voting? I'm not sure which way you're voting, Councillor Westwood. The amendment is, you're right, the motion to amend is to remove the fourth paragraph, which has the effect of keeping the discount the same. Right, all those in favour, please again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those against the amendment. The amendment is lost by majority. Now over to the mover of the original motion a couple of hours ago, Luke, Councillor Hutchinson, I should say.
Thank you, Your Worship. Look, I think members, we all agree on the financials. It is an encouragement, not a discouragement, to register your dog in the City of Marion. And for public safety reasons, we want to keep encouraging people to register their dogs, as well as for tracking purposes and everything else. On the, I guess, the questionable matter at hand around the greyhound dogs, Your Worship, I don't see why a commercial outfit that is making significant profits, probably from our ratepayers, should be provided a further discount and a further income stream on behalf of ratepayers.
I don't think you know the same greyhound owners that I know. But sorry, please go on.
Well, so be it. But, Your Worship, I think all dogs are treated equally. They may not all be born equally, but yes,
we are trying.
They will be treated equally in
the
city of Marion.
We are trying to promote equity in the council, so that's good. Thank you. I'll put the motion. Moved by Councillor Hutchinson. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against? Carried by majority. Did someone call? Oh, division. Called by Councillor Appleby. Wasn't sure where that came from. All those in favour, please stand in your place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 now. Okay, might have been a bad call. 7. Councillors Pfeiffer, Telfer, Hutchinson, Pryor, Westwood, Hull and Byram. Thank you. All those against, please stand in your place. Councillor Kerry, Valescu, Appleby, Gard and Crossland. I declare the motion carried after the division. Now, I think that's the only time we want. Okay, questions with notice, street tree planting. The question and answer will be recorded in the minutes. Now, of the motions with notice, given that we are short of time, the only one that I would suggest is extremely time sensitive is the closure of the Repat General Hospital. So that's my discretion. I'll ask Councillor Byram to move that.
Thank you, Your Worship. Yes, I do wish to move the motion that we, as a council, express concern at the plans to close the Repat General Hospital. And that we request an urgent and extensive briefing on the planned closure and its impact on the City of Marion's residents and especially veterans, and that should be provided by the Minister for Health. Okay, so I've moved that.
Look, I've grave issues about the reduction in services provided in our local hospitals. Especially, first of all, there was closing of the emergency ward there, but, you know, one could argue, okay, that's provided elsewhere, but you've got a very specialised facility, which is very important to veterans, both of recent and less recent conflicts, but also the older members in our community. And I think I think we need to draw the line, and I think, you know, this isn't what I'd expect of a Labor government, and I think that they really need to, you know, any government shouldn't be looking to close a purpose-built facility. So I support the motion, and I hope that we can get some information and to see whether this has been considered, whether this has been a report that has just been provided and people said, sort of taken off face value, or whether the relevant decision makers have looked into this issue enough to actually see the impact that that it has. And it's not just, I guess it's also that the impact psychologically and the connection that people have to this facility. And where does it stop? That's the other thing as well. Will it keep on? Will it be at the other section and the next thing you know, the whole thing will turn into housing? I'm afraid it might be like the privatisation of Telstra. It started off at 30% and now it's all gone. I wouldn't want this to happen here as well.
Yes, this is one that I'm very passionate about. I guess we all are. But I've had quite associations with the hospital personally, assisting in fundraising and also with my father's background there and with members of the family being associated as patients. The hospital has a very deep connection with many of its patients. And not only that, but the style of the hospital has a very deep connection for many of the patients. The older style, the relaxed style, something that's very, very important for Ward 17 patients in particular. So I just feel that this whole matter has been treated by government as this government, I don't want to sound partisan, and I'm not really, but I think any government that deals with a matter like this with such gay abandon needs to be questioned, and there needs to be an objection from someone about our size. So I passionately support the motion.
I echo everything said, and I've actually worked there as a registered nurse, particularly in the hospice, and that place in itself is an institution. It actually has got a faculty there. It's part of an international palliative care concern, and it's well regarded. The second part of the motion is what I want to know the most about, the information. Where will the hospice be relocated to? If it's just going to be dispersed into general wards in a hospital somewhere, that is not a good outcome. A hospice is a hospice. It's a special place. It's as much to do about the family and loved ones as it is about the patient. And if it is going to be dispersed into hospital wards, that is not going to fit. In terms of Ward 17, not only have we got soldiers and returned servicemen there, we have ambulance officers, police officers who have succumbed to the pressures of the job, and they are people that we should be managing and caring for appropriately. They should not be dispersed into the general wards as well. So I'd like to know the information. The devil is in the detail, and I don't think we have got the detail at this point in time. Mr. Mayor, I guess we could digress into the pending closure or reduction of the neonatal unit at Flinders as well. But you know, but it's just I'm just pointing out there is a broader story to what's happening here. It's not just the repat. It's issues of concern to the newborn right through to elderly and unfortunately veterans of police, ambulance and armed forces that have succumbed to depression and stress from their deployments. So I support this wholeheartedly. I never ever thought that I'd see the day, to be frank.
Well, I've worked there in the kitchen. I worked there as a nurse. That was the qualification. And I've also been treated there, and my father-in-law died in the hospice. So it's an excellent hospital as far as I'm concerned. I can't believe that the closure of that hospital will make the health system any more efficient. I think that I also agree with a lot of what's been said. It's certainly a valuable institution, should stay. Thank you.
Yes, I moved the motion, Your Worship, but I haven't actually spoken to it yet. Yes, it is something that I am exceptionally passionate about, probably more so than anyone here. It has featured a lot in my life as a serving member. I actually had the record for being the youngest patient in the repat in my early years of serving in the services and created quite a novelty at the time. But since then, I have been very involved in a lot of clients who have been through the repat hospital. Also, my family members. I have been involved in the palliative care of a lot of my family members. And some of the things that really concern me is that in the report, they talk about moving the palliative care into existing hospitals, but they don't say how they're going to do that or what facilities they're going to provide. Also, the psychogeriatric ward and the nurse-led recuperation centre. So people who have had strokes and are learning how to do things again, they have established their kitchens, parts of houses where they can learn how to do things in their own homes again. How are we going to do that in a ward situation at Flinders? I really do not understand. If I can talk a bit more about palliative care, because this is something that I'm really passionate about. And I'm going to use a family example to just explain what I feel is going to be very missing with this move. My cousin, she died of cancer at 44. We tried to nurse her at home, but in the last few days of her life, we had to go into the hospice. She had a three-year-old son at the time. Now, when we got in there to the hospice at the Repat Hospital, we were so welcomed in there and we were so looked after. We were exhausted, we were emotional. It was an exceptionally trying time. The fact that we were able to sleep there, stay with her for the full time, we were still involved in what we had been doing with her at home. Her three-year-old son was able to be there full time, and we were able to be wheeled into garden areas or lounge rooms where there was no other patients around. We had private family time, and that was so important. The other thing that happened, because we were so exhausted, her husband and I, we were tapped on the shoulder at times and were taken off for massages, for counselling, for different things, and it was done in a very homely-like environment. The Repat Hospital is able to do that with the type of buildings there. I call them quirky. It is a quirky type feel to the Repat Hospital. I cannot see how that can be done in the Flinders Hospital in a ward situation. So I really do have some questions that I want to ask and have answered. And so I'm really passionate about this motion.
Plans for closure. I'll put the motion. Raise your hand if you agree. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. I'm advised by staff that there are probably three other motions which are time sensitive. We'll see what we can do in 10 minutes. It's proposed that the DAP, Development Assessment Panel, motion be dealt with, that the Hallett Cove foreshore matter be dealt with, and that the Cove Civic Centre matter be dealt with. The Marion Leisure and Fitness, City Services and Signatures can all wait, I am told, until the next meeting, and we just have to accept that a couple of those other elected member motions can wait till next time. So that's what I'm proposing to do, just those three motions. Tell me if you disagree. All right, we'll proceed with the Development Assessment Panel operations motion, and I'll just ask all members to be really brief in their contributions, and let's try and knock these three over before 10:30. Councillor Kerry.
Thank you, Your Worship. This has been an ongoing issue in Council for the last 4 years. I think it's very important that in terms of openness and transparency that we have an open DAP. We're the only Metropolitan Council in Adelaide that actually has got a closed DAP when it comes down to deliberations. It has been an issue that has been a sore point for many, many years, and I think that in terms of following up with our other committees such as the Audit Committee, the Strategic Directions Committee and the General Council meetings, it's very important that we continue to have open and transparent deliberations. One of the issues that people say, well, look, you know, what if there's a controversial issue? Well, the Development Act 1993 expressly contemplates that a DAP may discuss and decide on any application to the exclusion of the public if they so resolved. So even if there are controversial issues where the public can be, can be excluded. So there are provisions there for confidentiality under the Act, and I think it's been an ongoing issue, and I commend this motion to Council. I've spoken to most Council members, and I believe that there's majority support in relation to this motion.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Valescu, you wish to speak? Contributions? Councillor Westwood.
Just to be repetitive, I now support that position. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other contributions? Does the mover wish to speak in reply?
No, in relation to...
I put it to the vote. Raise your hand if you agree. Raise your hand if you're against. That's carried by majority. I've been advised that there is one more matter, and that's relating to a code of conduct complaint. We will really want to deal with that tonight as well. Moving quickly along to the Hallett Cove foreshore. Councillor Crossland, we've all read the report, but please succinctly press your case.
Okay, just very briefly on point one, the memorial wall that's referred to was originally lobbied as a war memorial and then later on as a memorial area. The whole Hallett Cove master plan became themed at some stage. I don't know the whole history behind that, and it was going to have Southern Cross depicted on the ground, as well as star constellations and things like that. Those types of things I'm looking to review. At the moment, the master plan is not being moved forward, and I believe that to have a wall with the word Southern Cross on the top would really not refer to anything, especially if the master plan doesn't go ahead. And so in discussions with community members, I have asked that the wording Southern Cross at this stage, in fact probably permanently, does not go onto that wall, and instead the wording Lest We Forget is added to the wall, because that is more commemorative, and it implies not just to people that have died during war, but all people that have died in service or for any other reason. So that's point one. There will be a slight additional cost, but as you can see in the motion, there is an additional $23,000 of federal grant funding now provided, so we will not go over the $340,000 currently available to council. I believe the additional cost was about $2,800 potentially. Point two, the original design had our own unofficial ANZAC centenary logo. That is completely not something which we can support as a council. There is an official logo which you must use if you are going to use the words ANZAC. We've sought permission to use that official logo and have had permission to use it. So it's either the official one or don't use any at all. Point three, all members should have seen the photographs of the Hallett Cove foreshore that I distributed. The foreshore has been crumbling away for many years. We've had a few king tides that have damaged it quite considerably. There's been no remedial works at all to that area, and if it continues to erode, we'll actually lose the footpath as well. I would like to look at ways of stabilising that embankment and actually revegetating it. Part of that motion then is to look at how we can go ahead of getting alternative funding to improve the embankment, to stabilise it and revegetate it. I've now been advised that that will require a council motion, even though it is a crumbling asset.
Time's up.
So just to close, so this is just to look for additional grant funding to get that improvement going.
Is that seconded? Councillor Byron?
Point of clarification.
Councillor Telfer.
I'm wondering if the mover would consider different words in four for the section so that the redevelopment can be delivered within provisions of the long-term financial plan. I suggest that he may like to consider be considered as part of the upcoming budgetary discussions. I obviously can't speak to it, but I'd ask that question.
I'm happy for that amendment to be made.
Amount to the same thing.
It amounts to the same thing. We're actually just want a motion to look for additional third-party funding.
I mean, it is exploratory, so
correct.
We don't need to get too wound up about it. So Councillor Crossland is taking that on board in terms of So what is shaded there would be what in the course of upcoming budgetary discussions. So do the words "be considered" come out? Do they need to be there? As a request and word. It's all going blurry in front of my eyes now. So is that seconded?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, it was seconded, Councillor Byram. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Getting the words "lest we forget" onto this memorial, I think, is important. People in the community are telling us they're not happy without having that proper memorial recognition there. The other thing is the official Anzac Centenary logo is part of the grant conditions of having that logo on there. What we had previously with just having Anzac Centenary and the date, we would have had to have removed and put the official logo on. So I'm glad that's been picked up at this point in time that we get that done properly.
Thank you. Councillor Gard. Councillor Howell, then Blescu.
There's a few questions. I welcome Councillor Telfer's input into point four. It means that I probably will support this. I think that's important because it really needs to be considered with all the other unfunded projects that we haven't got to yet. So I think that's great. Look, I'm concerned about how progressed this is, where the local councillors were unaware of the verbiage and design. Aboriginal community's been involved. I just wonder if we don't progress with the Southern Cross, particularly the Aboriginal translation, whether that's going to cause some diplomatic rift. We probably shouldn't be in this position, I must add. And I hear there was Aboriginal observers on the site. Now, unless there is trained asbestos observers, I really don't get that. It's reclaimed land. I'm the first one to stand up and say Aboriginal people should observe excavations, whatever, in sensitive places. But this is reclaimed land where it's full of asbestos and filled. Why they were there, I don't know. But I do wonder if we don't pick up. I remember reading a report where it costs $2,800 to actually maybe embrace both. Would that be something we can consider if it does mean that we actually save some face with the Aboriginal community, given that I don't think we should be in this position, but we are? I just want to know that answer to that question.
Before that question is answered, can I have someone move an extension of time if anyone at all wants to? You can't, Councillor. No, somebody who hasn't. Yeah, okay. Councillor Crossland is moving an extension of time for how long? You can, yep. 15 minutes. Is that seconded? Councillor Pfeiffer, all those in favour? Those against? Carry. Now, Councillor Valescu.
Look, I think that the Aboriginal connection to that area is important, but this was a memorial for the Anzacs, and we need to separate the two. And I think it's Tibrookie Springs or something like that is significant in the area. And you know, it's a large park area. Maybe have something representative, but it shouldn't detract. It is going to be an Anzac memorial. I guess the concerns that I have is that perhaps when people weren't aware of the issue, and we were, you know, when we had the controversy in regards to the person, former councillor, walking out due to knowing about promised funding, and then when people came back, they didn't bring it up. But obviously, there's a lot of concern about it. So, I guess we shouldn't have got it by surprise. But it appears that the information's been received by the public, but it hasn't been processed in a way that the local community would want. I don't know why that's happened, and maybe we need to find that out, because if it's happened here, where else has it happened? And we don't want to create the same situation later on. but I'm happy to support it as it is. I actually want to, you know, commend the councillors involved with following this up and getting to the bottom of it. It probably would have been quite involved. So good on you guys and girls.
Councillor Hull, was your question a simple factual question, or is it something that warrants an amendment to the motion? I'm just trying to understand. So Councillor Hull, I mean, that would be contrary to the wording of the motion. So are you it would be contrary to part of the motion. You could move it as an amendment, and you could move it subject to the budget for the project, if you... Right. And did you want it to be subject to the budget for the project or not? The mover's attitude?
Can I just say that the wording Southern Cross was basically just added to the wall because of a theme that the architect had? It was not actually anything to do with the Kaurna people.
Councillor. Crossland, I mean, that's a no. So that's an amendment moved by Councillor Hull, which essentially brings in option 3 put by Mr. Patterson at the top of page 176 and amends paragraph 1 accordingly, as I understand it. So is that motion seconded? Is that amendment seconded? Last call. Seconded, Councillor Pfeiffer. Councillor Pfeiffer, did you wish to speak to the motion? No. Other contributors to the amendment or the motion? Not to the amendment, no. Councillor Appleby hasn't spoken.
I just think the words "less we forget" should be there. I don't think we should be distracted by other words like Southern Cross or the Aboriginal translation. I think it's a war memorial. Just keep it that way.
Councillor Byram's already spoken.
Move the motion.
Councillor Gard's already spoken. I think we're just about ready. Councillor Westwood moves that the motion be put. Is that seconded by someone who hasn't spoken?
Let's do it.
I beg your pardon, Councillor Gard. I'm relying on the advice of staff. But I recognise Councillor Gard before I recognise Councillor Westwood. Well, I didn't recognise Councillor Westwood. So, Councillor Gard, you had the call. You can't just jump in after someone else has already been called upon. Councillor Gard, you do have the call. Please contribute.
Thank you. I fully concur with the notion that there be no competition in memorials. We sat at award briefing probably 6 weeks ago and explained that to the management concerned. The word I used was reverence, and I just don't think there is any place whatsoever for a clash of purposes here. And I would remind members too that there are fallen Indigenous people who are observed as part of that war memorial as well. It's not exclusive at all. That's something people do forget. So they fell as every other Australian did collectively. but I would be very concerned to see that any clash of purpose occurred here.
Thank you. Councillor Westwood, you're moving that the motion be put? No need to. I think we're ready to vote. Voting on the amendment to include the Southern Cross and Aboriginal reference as well. Sorry, you wish to close the debate on the amendment. Go ahead.
Point of order, Your Worship, you can't speak twice on an amendment.
Councillor Hull is closing the debate on the amendment.
But it's not a motion.
Well, it is a motion to amend, is it not? No, I'm going to overrule the point of order. I'm going to allow the Councillor Hull to finish. Well, I've been letting people go on for too long. I think that you know, we're going to have to tighten up, aren't we? I have to say, closing the debate is meant to be replying to issues that have been raised, not repeating the original speech. The amendment. All those in favour? All those against? Amendment is lost by majority. Now, the mover of the original motion, Councillor Crossland, do you wish to reply?
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to thank Councillor Hall for those words, but just to probably alleviate those concerns, the Aboriginal Tabruki Trail is already commemorated on the foreshore. The stone and the plaque have already been relocated and have got a prominent position on the foreshore. The Southern Cross word is really just a label for the master plan as it currently stands. Part of this process will be to review that master plan, and I'm hoping that we can go back to the original community consultation and actually deliver a plan which is more in keeping with that consultation. And that will probably effectively remove all the referral to Southern Cross and to different star constellations. If that happens, to have a wall that says Southern Cross on the top would be ridiculous. The Aboriginal interpretation was just an add-in because the theme of the master plan was going to be a lot of Aboriginal stories, carvings, etc. And that was really the theory behind that, and it was just an interpretation of the word Southern Cross. So can I ensure Council that the intention is to maintain the commemorative space for everybody and to have an Aboriginal commemorative space, which we still have in a similar location?
I put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against? Carried unanimously. Okay, members, we've got 5 minutes. We've got two confidential items to deal with.